Play Timmy and James. Play Timmy and James.
Timmy and James.
How's it going, everyone? I'm your host, JC.
And oh yeah, yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
And I'm a fucking stranger. I'm a goddamn intruder. Give me all your fucking money. Fuck you.
I ain't got much. Honestly, I don't have shit. You're not.
Give me all your money, or I'll hit you in the back of the head with a horseshoe.
Like, are you standing in front of me when you hit me in the back of the head?
Yep,
with it?
Yep, absolutely. Actually, I'm going to be standing from a distance, 6 feet in front of you. I'm going to hit you in the back of the head with a horseshoe. I'm going to bounce it off a tree. It's going to bounce off. It's going to hit you in the back of the head. You're not going to know what happened. You're going to wake up 6 hours later. You're going to be fondled with. You're going to be missing your underwear. You're going to be missing your wallet. You're going to be wondering, where the fuck am I?
But who are you?
I am your co-host, Tim.
Hey, guys. That was Tim on the guitar. Where can we listen to you?
So, you can either watch me on YouTube, you can go to Donkey, D-N-D, no spaces, D-O-N-K-E-Y, D-N-D, or you can follow me on TikTok if you think that my music is to your liking, at real_Tim_Shady. I repeat, real_Tim_Shady on TikTok. And
guys, you can request him for, like, festivals or shows or birthdays or stuff like that. It's one of those things that you can do. And there's more to him than on his TikToks and stuff as well. So, like, if you need a Zoom or a FaceTime interview as you want to book him, you can do that. You see more stuff about him. I highly recommend it. I would go to those channels and book him as soon as possible. But guys, there's a lot of things going on right now, and I know it's been a while since we've posted a video, but shit happens. It is what it is. What can I say? But guys, we have about 4 stories that we're going to talk about. We're going to get into them, and one of them, we're going to start out with some horror, and we're going to end with a little bit of comedy. But the newest thing, guys, Scream 6. What?
James.
What?
What's your favorite scary movie?
James, what's your favorite scary movie today?
You gotta get a little fancy with it with the background music, so.
I gotta get my pinky up in the air while I sip my fucking Chardonnay.
You have the voice modifier up with your pinky. Hello, sir. What is your favorite scary movie?
Hello, sir. Hey, Squire.
It'd be kind of cool to see, like, Scream with a British accent.
What movie with a horror theme fancies your interest today?
What the fancies your interest? What game do you want to play?
I'm just on the phone like, who the fuck is this? This is why they play an elevator music in the background.
I fucking love this dude. Hey, keep talking. I love your voice.
Hey, bro, like, we could chill sometime. Let's fucking do some acid, smoke DMT, snort meth, heroin.
Dude's gonna kill me in the fanciest way possible. That's all
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, he's gonna kill you with a glass blade. Like one of those ones that are fucking forged in the mountains of Valhalla.
I was gonna say, like, that shit, like, it's gonna be a fancy-ass fucking crystal blade. Dude's just gonna... Everything British people say sounds elegant. But guys... Scream 6, as we know, we were talking about in our previous podcasts, our previous episodes, that there are some parts of Scream that was not good.
So, in my opinion, this is how it goes. Scream 1 is the best without a doubt. That is where you see the original people that come up with everything that follows in the other movies. You see fucking Stu, fucking crazy motherfucker played by Matthew Lillard.
And guys,
in my opinion, is one of the best actors.
I was going to say, the thing about Matthew Lillard, if we're going to go into it, we had to restart our episode, and we were going into it, and I started out saying that there was nothing about that movie I didn't not like. But you know what? And I'm going to get into it here in a sec. This is not... We're going to get into what we don't like about the movie, but let me just say, Matthew Lillard not really being mentioned that much. We're going to stop there. But Matthew Lillard is... he is one of my favorite actors. He's not in a lot of movies either, and it kind of sucks.
In my opinion, he has one of the most diverse acting skill sets. Think about this. He goes from 13 Ghosts to Scream.
And he did really well in that, and he was a lot younger in that movie, too.
So in 13 Ghosts, he plays a dude who is fucking going crazy because of his psychic powers.
He's a psychic, and he's trying to, like, stop the house.
So
he knows about what happens in that house, and he plays it really well.
I'm not going to delve too much into the movie.
It's a good movie.
Then you have him move over to a dude who is a psychopath in secret, and he actually talks about it openly, but everyone thinks that he's joking around about it.
See, the thing about that, his scenes in Scream were really fucking good. He plays a really good psycho.
And then you have that. And then you move straight to him in Scooby-Doo. Fucking just, hey, Scoob, let's fucking make a sandwich, man.
Zoinks.
Fucking going absolute stoner mode.
Zoinks,
like, in
Scoobies.
My opinion, to go from serial killer to absolute person that everyone loves, you have to have a very diverse skill set.
Well, it's not just that, too. When we look into his movies, he also plays a hacker. And he plays a kind of goofy but also serious hacker. And he plays both those roles really fucking well. And then there is this show called Good Girls. You haven't seen it, I know that. But there is a show called Good Girls where he plays a father. And he's also a hot tub salesman.
Give him my shot glass and that liquor.
He's honestly, I'm not really gonna take any shots at this.
I'm just gonna take a couple of shots.
I'll say, guys, we drank a little bit. We're drinking this stuff called Elmo Cola. It's a vanilla cherry infused bourbon.
So we are drinking on since 1902, bartender crafted St. Elmo Steakhouse cherry vanilla infused bourbon, 88 proof, 40% alcohol, 750 milliliters. Fucking nuts!
It's fucking good!
But wait, that's not all. It also has a fucking
cork! When in doubt, cork it out.
Lose. Can we figure it out?
But guys, seriously. For Matthew Lillard to go from, you know, 13th Ghost, Hacker, to Scream, to Scooby-Doo, to Good Girls, which is a show I recommend you guys watching, he plays those roles so well. And most people, when you think of Matthew Lillard, the first thing you think of for most people is Scooby-Doo. I think of Scream. I think of 13th Ghost, but most people will think of Shaggy.
But hold on, before we delve too far off subject, the original reason I brought up who's the other person in the movie?
Billy
Loomis.
But
so you have the first Scream, in my opinion, which is the best, because it has Billy Loomis and Stu. I can't remember what his last name is, but they are the original psychopaths that inspire so many actors.
They're the OG Ghostface.
And then you have the second one. In my opinion, that's one of the best ones. And then you have the third one, which is also really good. And then you have, like...
Keep going.
And then you have, like, the fourth one, where there's still two serial killers, because there's always two serial killers. But in my opinion, it wasn't the best. It started to get more cheesy. And then the fifth one... Don't even get me started on how cheesy that motherfucker is, dude. For instance, in that movie, at one point, fucking, Gail Weathers barely even touches a stovetop and just bursts into flames for no fucking reason. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, and then you have that cheesy-ass moment in every movie that you see where they pop up at the last second after being killed, the serial killer, and then they get shot again.
No, no, no. That's an iconic moment. That
I like. It is iconic, and it's nostalgic. It happens in all of them.
I don't want that to change.
But the way that it happened in the fifth movie was just so unordinary.
The
fifth, like, she got obviously killed, and then she somehow sprang back up.
The fifth movie is full of just... I want to say plot holes. If it wasn't so cheesy, I think it would be better. I think if they would have just kept with how Scream is supposed to be, it would have been a lot better. But they made it so Hollywood, gimmicky, cheesy kind of movie, and it ruined it.
And then, on Scream 6, if you don't want us to spoil it, go ahead and skip ahead if you want to, whatever.
Well, hold on. Before we go into Scream 6, guys, so when we're talking about the Scream movies, we like the first one because of how real it was. To me, it is real. You could have a dude that dresses up, you could have a dude that has a bulletproof vest, and having the two screams at all times makes it harder to identify who the actual killer is, and it gives moments to have a bigger kill count. And as you get through the Scream movies, the kill counts get higher and higher and higher. And we'll get into that more when we go into Scream 6, because it has the highest kill count, just like the Danny McBride's Halloweens. They topped it out on the kill count. So, when we're going into number 2, do you remember number 2?
So, it's been a while since I've watched 2 or 3.
Now, we're talking...
But the original one's usually the one I watch.
When we're talking Scream, though, we hear Stu. Stu is good. We hear Billy. That is good. But there's also Cotton Weary.
So there's actually a movie conspiracy that I have. And they've even mentioned it in the movies a couple of times. Like the fourth and the fifth one and the sixth one. But technically Stu's body was never like recovered.
Well, we'll go into that more too on number 6. Guys, number 6 was a very good movie in my opinion, because they go into a lot of detail. But he's right. Stu's body was never found.
So there was... only one actual bad thing that I have to say about the new one.
So, when we go, did you like number 4?
No.
So number 4 and 5 is just off the table for
you. I did not like them. It pissed me off. It made me not really look forward to the 6th one, and then I saw the trailer.
Now, here's why I like number 4. I like the fact that they give Sidney Prescott the ability to fight back.
See, that was actually one of the only scenes in that movie that I truly liked. Because she kicked the fuck out of that dude in the face, brutal-flipped him, fucking threw him down the stairs, dude. That was badass. I was just sitting there like, hell fucking yeah, she's finally a badass.
But what about, because we've already talked about why we don't like the other screens in our previous episodes. So if you guys want to know about that, and we go into full detail about it, I think you guys should watch that. We're not going to go into a lot of detail on why we don't like them, but I do want to talk about number 4. I liked it. Why didn't you like it? What about that? Because it wasn't cheesy in my opinion. It was well put together. It was a nice Hollywood film. It had a good plot in my opinion and some good kills. So what about it did you not like?
I'm not saying I hate it, because I don't hate it, but... the kills were kind of cheesy. It was in that old-fashioned way, like, you don't really get to see that much gore.
No, I don't know. There was some gore.
You get to see people getting stabbed.
There was more gore, in my opinion, than the previous 3.
But you don't really see a lot.
Like, number 4, in my opinion, is where they started amping up the kill count.
The knifing, in my opinion, was kind of the same. It was the same, like he stabs them, they fucking gasp, and then you see some blood fucking dripping out, they fall to the floor,
so
they
you
fucking
want,
look up at
so
the
you
last
wanted,
second.
You wanted to see something more different than the previous thing.
I wanted to see something unique, and it did not give it to me. And then you have how Hayden Panettiere was in the movie, and she was cheesy, honestly. Everything she said was classic horror movie cheesiness.
Who is she?
Hayden Panettiere, she's one of the Scream killers in number 4.
Oh, you're talking about Sidney Prescott's niece.
Right. Can't remember.
So the reason I like that because I really like the plot that Sidney Prescott had a niece who was jealous. I like that. I like the fact that there was someone out there that wanted the attention, so they brought Sidney Prescott's biggest fear to her. I like that. I honestly like the kill scene at the end in the hospital. I like that scene. I thought it was a good scene. She pops up, gets fucked up, and at first you're like, God damn, this little bitch isn't gonna die. And then they fucking kill her. And then you got five. Fucking sucked. Not gonna get into that. But now, guys, Scream 6. Do you want to watch Scream 6? Have you been anticipating it? Were you mad that 5 sucked balls so fucking much that you were just like, God damn, I need another one. So finally they pulled out a number 6 and you didn't know if it was going to work out, but then it actually worked out because it was in theaters for a long time and now you can go to Paramount Plus and watch it for free. Well, if you have Paramount Plus, you can watch it for free. And it came out on Paramount Plus early. And Jenna Ortega's in it. That's really about it. In all honesty, that's pretty much sums it up. So guys, we are done here for the day. We're gonna pack up. Episode's gonna end early.
Have you ever whipped out your dick in the pale moonlight in front of the devil while he sucked your grandma off in front of a fucking priest in an alley? In an abandoned church somewhere in the middle of Africa, fucking...
Alright, guys, we're getting way off topic, so let's get back into it. This is what happens when you drink alcohol and smoke weed. But guys, Scream 6, let's get into it because we got 3 other topics to talk about. So, did you like it?
So, yes, I actually love the movie. And like I was saying earlier, there's only one bad thing I have to say about it. And that's the fact that they keep mentioning the previous movie as if the previous movie was actually good. They keep throwing it back. Like, you know how they keep talking about the previous movie? Like, yeah, we experienced some crazy shit, like, last movie. They keep bringing, like, the nostalgia. There's nothing that can surprise us anymore. We've already experienced all there is to experience. As if in the last movie they went through a shit ton of trauma.
Hold on. I will agree with you that number 5 sucked. I'll give you that one. But put yourself in the situation of, I think I would last a lot. I think I'd fuck Scream up. In my opinion, I'd fuck Scream up. Without a doubt. He has a knife. I know he's coming for me. I'm well prepared.
No. They have a knife. Because it's always 2, except for 1 movie.
Still. I think that it was good that they referenced it for the fact that it gave new characters.
No, I think it was good that they referenced it. Don't get me wrong.
I don't like
the fact is they kept mentioning it as if the movie was this great fucking movie that they're trying to prove was a great movie.
Here's what I think. I think they were mentioning it because they know it was bad and they were trying to give Scream 6 a better thing, which is why that black girl in the movie amped it up in that scene.
You know what? Let's ignore all the negative talk. Let's get into why the movie is actually
No. We're not done with why it's bad. It's not bad. Here's some things that I don't like, though. If we're going to get into it, I like the simple fact, though, that there was 3 screams in this one. That was awesome. They added
one. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But what I don't like is that Stu was not beside... Here's why.
Hold on. Technically, there 4 screams in the movie?
We'll get into that in a second, but the main plot, there is 3. I added a technical 4, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think. I don't know what Tim thinks, but I think there's 4. Technically, there's 3. But first, in that movie, there is a shrine of Billy Loomis.
And I love Stu. That.
There is not a 1 of Stu.
There is.
No, there is not.
There
is only 1 suit in a case. It is Billy Loomis's.
There is only 1 suit in the case. But Stu's picture is in it, though.
It doesn't matter to me. I think Stu's suit is just as iconic as Billy Loomis's. He killed just as many people as Billy Loomis. He was just as good. He was there till the end, and technically his body was never discovered. In my opinion, Stu is just as OG, just as good, and I actually kind of like Stu better.
Hey, James, actually, do you know what I heard? Do you know what I heard? I heard they put her liver in the mailbox. Liver
alone. I'm fucking dying, man. But
quit stabbing me, man.
But that is something in the movie. If I was to change anything, I would put both of their suits in two separate cases side by side with both knives. I like, and it gave me cold chills, and I fucking love seeing Billy Loomis's suit up there like fucking Batman.
That's not even...
But they both should have been there.
That's not even, like, one of the coolest parts of that
scene. Oh, it's not. It's not. There was so much to it.
Every iconic thing from the Scream movies, including, like, the shirts and shit that had been stabbed, everything was in that fucking museum.
You even had stabbed merchandise.
Billy Loomis's shirt that he got stabbed in by Stu whenever he got all bloody and shit was in a case. Whenever I saw that, I instantly thought about the first movie. I was like, that's fucking awesome. I got cold chills. I was like, hell yeah. I'll say, man.
It's that shirt from the scene where they're sitting in the kitchen and everything and they're fucking stabbing each other. I mean, fucking nuts.
And the fact that they go into this museum and don't even realize where they're going into, and then all of a sudden you see all this shit. Like, you get no warning that you're about to see
it. I would fucking love to have that in a house, dude. That would be amazing. That would be
fucking awesome. If I had a place like that, I would have it like a big museum, kind of, in my house. From all the Chucky shit in the movies, to the Scream, and Halloween, and Jason, and Freddy Krueger, The Exorcist.
Let's just say I want a horror museum.
Literally, I would have, like, all of the iconic shit. Even if it's not, like, authentic,
yeah.
I would still have everything from fucking Pinhead to fucking Jigsaw. Yeah, literally, the same thing.
Like,
I would have everything.
Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, fucking suit in a case.
I would have that fucking thing that you see in the Jeepers Creepers Part 2. Whenever, at the very end of the movie, you know, how that old farmer's sitting in that fucking chair and he's looking up and the Jeepers Creepers is on the wall.
I would have a room specifically for Jeepers Creepers. Like, you'd walk in there and you'd have, like, hay bales everywhere and shit like that.
That was exactly what I was about to say.
You would have, like, a mannequin of a dude. Have you ever seen the movie Wax House?
Another movie that I was going to mention. That's a great fucking movie.
Guys, dude. House of Wax is what it's called. It's a very old movie, but it's a very, very iconic movie.
There is a scene out of that movie that still scars me to this day, and it's pretty simple.
The mom and the kid?
No, the chick is, like, in the ground, and she's trying to ask people for help because she's, like, in the gas station.
Yeah.
And she puts her fingers through the vent, and this dude chops her finger off with a fucking pair of snippers. Dude, that scarred me as a kid. I was like, ooh, god damn, that's rough.
But dude, if I had that, I'd have like a wax figurine of the dude who watches Jeepers Creepers, and then you'd have Jeepers Creepers actually sitting up there and everything look like a little fucking barn and everything. That'd be awesome.
But it would literally be identical to how it looks in the movie. It would be fucking insane.
Before we skip on to our next thing, what about that movie did you like?
Scream 6?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I love the fact that they made the final kill gruesome as fuck. So, spoiler alert, by the way, people. Sorry if you haven't seen it and you like also listening to our stuff.
It is what it is.
So, in the end, this chick, she's actually the daughter of Billy Loomis.
Kind of badass.
Every now and again, she'll kind of have like a mental break and she'll see Billy Loomis next to her, like kind of talking to her, just like, fucking do it. Fucking like kind of like the bad angel, but there's no good angel. It's just the bad angel.
Here's the only thing, though. You have to watch. I hate to say this, though. You have to watch number 5 to fully understand number 6, though. And you have to.
No way. Hold on. Upload that, and then we'll upload part 2. Let's not lose track of where we were. We were talking about the shrine.